Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
How much longer is he going to be, Agent Billings?
Just a few more minutes. Look, it's been ages since MI5 training. Do you want to be called Agent Florin? Or would you rather I use your first name?
Agent Florin will suffice.
Right.
I thought the meeting time was set for 0900 sharp. It's already 8 minutes past.
Well, I think you'll find that London's criminal underworld doesn't always follow a strict schedule.
But shouldn't our agents?
He isn't our agent, you'll recall. He's an American working with Interpol.
Is that him?
No. It's a regular customer.
That's a busy restaurant.
Well, everybody loves Reggie Fingers Fish and Chips.
That isn't his real name, right? It must be a fake.
I'm afraid not. Reggie Fingers' family has been in the fish and chips business for years. Not a bad cover for all the illegal activities they've got their fingers into.
We're now 10 minutes late.
You young agents, so impatient. Wait. There he is.
Which one?
The man with the mustache, sports jacket, and hat. Jason Whittaker.
Why can't we hear him?
He's not wearing a wire. Too risky if he gets caught with it. He has a gun, though.
Too risky wearing a wire, but not risky wearing a gun?
No, he says it's a matter of respect. Americans.
I still don't understand why an American is working with Interpol, or why MI5 is involved.
Didn't you read the dossier?
Of course. Jason Whittaker worked undercover as someone called the Stiletto to thwart a counterfeit ring in America. But the boss of it all was a Mr. Grote from Hong Kong.
I've come up against Mr. Grote before. He's not a man to be trifled with.
I still don't get the connections.
Well, it's simple. Mr. Grote has been in conversation with Reggie Fingers about something. And you can be sure it's not about the cost of fish from Asia. So Interpol, American Intelligence, and MI5 are working together. One big happy family.
Ah. And Jason Whittaker is now posing as... what is he called?
The Grinder.
Well, that sounds rather silly. Won't Reggie Fingers recognize him?
Reggie and the Grinder have never met face to face, you see. All Reggie knows is what our informants have told him. The American mobster called the Grinder wanted a meeting. We hinted that the subject was related to Mr. Grote.
Is Whittaker the right man for the job? We have capable agents.
Well, he's been undercover all over the world. Hong Kong, Australia, Egypt... He spent a very long time trying to catch Mr. Grote.
All that time undercover and he hasn't caught the man. Are you certain he's not working for Mr. Grote and merely leading us down a primrose path?
Well, I suppose we'll find out soon enough. Look, they've taken Whittaker to the back of the restaurant.
Now take it easy, boys. Don't wrinkle the suit.
He's clean, Mr. Fingers. No wires. Just this gun.
We'll hold on to that for the duration of the meeting. And the hat and jacket. I'm sure you understand.
Sure. Just don't get any tartar sauce on him.
The Grinder. What kind of name is that? Is that something you do with your teeth or your fingernails or other people's?
I used to have a dancing monkey in the street. Grinder. Get it?
Huh. So, what can I do for you?
Well, I thought maybe we should have a little chat about our mutual friend.
Mr. Grote?
Yeah. You know how things fell apart with the Green Ring in America.
Not one of Mr. Grote's better efforts, I must say.
No. And we'd hate to see the same thing happen here.
Oh, that won't be a problem. We keep a tight rein on our operations. No amateurs, no moles, no double-crossers who work for the government.
Oh, yeah? So how do you ensure that?
Fear. People know what'll happen to them if they're caught by me.
Mr. Fingers.
What is it, Mycroft?
The vein is down the street.
Agent Billings is nothing if not predictable. Didn't I say? You owe me £5.
Yes, sir.
Tell Dennis to see to the van as we planned. And I want you to get the girl.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl? Van? What have I missed here?
Well, Grinder, it's like this. When you asked to meet, I figured it would shake out some of the agents from MI5. A man of your reputation doesn't come to England without them knowing about it. I knew they'd follow you here.
Then why did you agree to meet me?
To send a message. I've warned Billings about his interfering in my business. His superiors have warned him. The man simply isn't listening. Now he will.
How so?
Billings has a fair-haired daughter. He believes she's at dance class. She isn't. She's right here.
You teach dancing?
It's a hobby.
I don't remember Reggie Fingers having a reputation for kidnapping children.
True enough. This is Mr. Grote's idea, just like it was his idea to include you. See, Mr. Grote was very interested to hear that the Grinder was in London. He didn't know, you see. And Mr. Grote gets very nervous when a supposed ally does things he knows nothing about.
All he had to do was ask.
He's looking forward to doing just that. You and the girl are both going to pay him a visit. Mycroft!
Yes, sir?
Take the Grinder to the back room and keep him with the girl until we get the signal from Mr. Grote.
Yes, sir.
No visual, no sound. What are we supposed to do now?
Nothing, until we hear from Whittaker.
What was that?
Someone's at the door.
Whittaker? Already?
Check the monitor.
I can't tell. Same hat and coat, but I can't make out his face.
Open the door.
Hello, sunshine.
Finding trusted, faith-building entertainment for your kids is easy with the Adventures in Odyssey Club. It's an online community with almost every episode ever and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription. AIOclub.org/radio.
Nice refrigeration unit.
Oh, do you like it? It's British.
Where's the girl?
Inside the refrigerator.
That's cold.
Exactly. All right, Missy, you can come out now.
What's going on? I don't understand.
You will soon enough. Come on.
I want my mum and dad. Where are they? Why have you brought me here?
Just keep calm or I'll put you back in the refrigerator with the fish.
I want to go home.
Oh, now, be good. Keep your voice down.
No!
Hold on. What's your name?
Thug.
No, not you, her.
Sue.
All right, Sue. Listen, we're going to... Wait a minute. Did you say your name is Thug?
Yeah, Thug, with two G's. Mycroft Thug.
That is amazing.
I know. It's sort of like having a doctor named... Doctor.
No kidding. Listen, now, Sue, Mr. Thug here is in on a little prank we're playing on your dad.
A prank?
Uh-huh. And you get to play along.
Oh, I like surprises. What am I supposed to do?
Well... I want you to take three steps back while I knock out Mr. Mycroft.
Okay.
You're pretty good with kids, aren't you? Wait, did you say knock? Oh.
Little slow on the uptake there, Mycroft. Come on, Sue.
What's going on?
It's all part of the prank. Come on.
But what about him?
Oh, it's nothing an ice pack won't fix. Or a piece of frozen fish. Now, the next part of the prank is for us to get away, okay? It looks like this is the only door. Come on. And it sounds busy out there. Sue, hide behind those sacks of flour.
Okay.
And whatever happens, stay back there until I tell you to come out, all right?
Okay.
Hello? Mycroft? Oh, dear, Mr. Grinder. Just what have you done to Mycroft?
Yeah, well, he wasn't playing very nice.
That's not how it looked on the camera.
Camera? Oh... Well, I didn't notice that.
Mr. Grote thought a damsel in distress would draw you out, whereas I expected a seasoned undercover agent to be tougher. Grote was right. Now I owe him £5.
Put it on my tab.
Come out, Sue.
Yes, Mr. Fingers.
Sue, stay right where you are.
It's better if I come out.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, now aren't I embarrassed? Was my face turning red? A damsel in distress who wasn't really in distress.
You're slipping.
Right, so, I'll be on my way. As soon as I get paid, Mr. Fingers.
Well, we're not quite finished. You have to stay.
Wow. Well, that'll cost more.
Not really.
Sue, what Mr. Fingers is trying to say is that you're not getting paid and you aren't leaving. You're now a witness to whatever he has planned.
I can keep a secret. You know that, Mr. Fingers. You can trust me.
Actually, I can't. Mycroft! Get up, you dolt. You've got work to do.
Right. Sorry, Mr. Fingers. I didn't expect him to hit me in front of the girl.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
So, where were we?
The van's been taken care of. It's time to relocate.
All right, Julia's house.
Quiet, Mycroft.
Whoops, sorry.
What'd you do to the van?
We've created a little diversion for your friends at MI5. You'll find out about it eventually. Dennis will return for you shortly. Please, don't try anything dramatic in the meantime.
Now what have I gotten myself into?
And what did you expect, taking a job with Reggie Fingers?
He pays well.
He's a criminal.
One does what one must to survive.
Life is more than survival. What, no home? No parents?
No parents. Look, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'd rather get out of here.
Well, we can't go through that door. Do you have another way out? One that won't show up on their camera?
There's a large duct in the back wall, just under the camera.
What kind of duct?
It's an old over from the days when the restaurant used steamed heat. It's behind those shelves.
How do you know that?
I make it my business to know the ins and outs of every building in London. That's why they call me Sue. It's short for sewer rat.
Oh, charming. Well, listen, we have to move fast. Once we're out of view, they'll send somebody in.
You could throw those huge bags of flour in front of the door while I get the panel open.
Oh, you're just full of good ideas, aren't you? Whew, nice work, Sue. Now, stay down.
You surprised me, Mr. Undercover Man. I didn't think you'd be able to squeeze through that duct.
I've been in tighter spots than that.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Whoa, where are you going?
I shall disappear into the night like a lonely phantom.
I have to get you somewhere safe.
I'm safe enough on my own.
Don't you think Reggie knows where to find you? You can't hide from him, at least not for long. Stay with me.
Oh, right. And where are you going that's so safe?
Well, first I have to get to that van.
The van that Reggie knew was coming before you got there?
I need to find out what happened.
What do you want to wager those sirens are going to your van?
You're the expert. How can I get closer?
You can't, but I can. It'll cost you, though.
Put it on my tab.
Right, nothing to see here. Step back, stay behind the boundaries.
Pardon me, officer.
Good heavens, girl, it's past your bedtime.
I'm a reporter from a school newspaper.
You winding me up?
Why are those two people on stretchers?
They were asphyxiating in the back of that van.
Well, they're not dead, are they?
No, they just look that way because they're unconscious. That means they're not awake, which is what you should be. Not awake, I mean.
Simon, we need to set up a wider perimeter.
What's up?
This was an MI5 operation. The van's packed with surveillance equipment. I saw the recording. A man in a hat and coat blasted them with whatever gas put them out.
Someone's pretty gutsy going after MI5 agents.
Well, we got witnesses in a fish and chip shop saying that someone fitting that description was there. An American. Reggie Fingers has pictures from his security cameras.
Quite a day when Reggie Fingers is helping the police. Though I wouldn't want to be the man on the wrong side of MI5.
MI5? You mean secret agents?
Are you still here? Look, girlie, you have to go home. Move along.
Congratulations, Mr. Undercover. They think you attacked the agents.
Well, that's exactly what Reggie Fingers had in mind when he took my hat and coat, huh? Oh, I must be losing it. I've been outplayed every step of the way.
Now, if you'll be good enough to settle your tab, £10 ought to do it.
Now, don't go. You're better off with me.
You have Reggie Fingers, the police, and MI5 searching for you. I think I'll get a better offer.
But I have a backup plan, though he doesn't know it yet. Okay. Oh, no. My cell phone was in my jacket.
You can use mine.
You've had a cell phone all this time? Why didn't you use it?
Who am I going to call? Here.
Thanks. Okay. Do you do much praying, Sue?
I'm afraid not.
Well, now might be a good time to start.
Hi, this is Wits End. John Whittaker here.
Hello, Dad. Listen, I'm in London, and I need some help.
Jason Whittaker.
Dale Jacobs.
It's been a long time.
Too long.
Yeah, especially when the last time I heard anything about you, it was... Let me think. Oh, yes, you were a secret agent for the government, mm-hmm. and there was an explosion at your father's shop, and mm-hmm. a rumor that you were dead.
Mm.
Which part was true?
Well, I'm not dead.
And the rest of it?
No, it's a long story.
I'm a reporter. I got time.
Yeah, but I don't. Hey, where's Anne?
Oh, I'm here, Jason.
Oh, hi. Sorry to barge in on you guys.
Are you kidding? This is so exciting and mysterious. We're dying to know what's going on.
You didn't say much on the phone.
Well, come on in.
Oh, wait. Sue, don't be shy.
I didn't want to mess up your touching reunion.
Dale and Anne Jacobs, this is Sue.
Hi there, Sue.
Hello.
Our pleasure, I'm sure.
She's part of the adventure I'm having here in London.
Well, don't linger in the doorway. Come on in.
Thanks.
Wow. Is this your room? Or another lobby?
I booked it through Hotel Sleuth online, a fraction of the normal price.
Yeah, smart. Dad said you're here for a journalism symposium.
Oh, Dale's here for a symposium. I'm here to sightsee and shop.
Actually, the symposium is an excuse to have meetings with the new owners of the Odyssey Times.
Oh, you've been bought out.
Again. Should put a revolving door to the deeds of ownership.
Mr. Grinder.
Grinder? What does that mean?
You know, Sue wants me to get back on track.
Which track is that?
I need your help.
Of course. Anything.
How do you feel about breaking and entering?
Are you serious?
Oh, that'll take me back to my days as a rookie on the newspaper. Name the place. Buckingham Palace? 10 Downing Street?
Actually, you'd be breaking into my room at the Grosvenor Hotel.
Well, isn't that posh?
I hope you got the online price.
Why am I breaking into your hotel room?
Because I need you to get my briefcase.
And you can't get it because?
Because my room is probably being watched.
Ooh, I knew this would be exciting. Who's watching your room? The KGB? The IRA?
That's the part of the story I don't have time to tell you right now.
But if someone's watching the room, they'll see me go in.
Not if you go into the room next door.
I don't understand.
Okay. I book two rooms next to each other under different names. There's a connecting door in between. I hide my top secret belongings in the second room. The bathroom, actually. In the vent, above the sink.
You're so clever.
So all you need to do is go in that second room, get the briefcase, and then bring it back here.
Well, that sounds simple enough. Even you can do that, Dale.
Thanks, darling.
That sounds simple, but it could be risky.
Well, I've done risky before.
So have I.
Actually, Anne, I want Sue to go with Dale.
You're running up your tab.
But she's a child.
Which makes them less suspicious. You see, they could be father and daughter.
Oh, she doesn't sound like his daughter.
I can do an American accent. I've heard it in the movies. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Oh, is that how they think we talk?
Isn't it?
Here's the key to room 548.
Agent Florin?
Agent Billings, I've been waiting to speak with you. They wouldn't let me leave my room.
I talked to the doctor and we should both be discharged within the hour. How are you feeling?
Like I've got a sack of wet potatoes in my head and I hardly remember a thing.
Yeah, well, whoever attacked us in the van used a form of gas often found in minor surgical procedures.
Mm.
Memory loss is a side effect.
Have you watched the security recordings?
Yes, they're not helpful. All I could see was a man in a hat and a coat. His face was obscured. The lab is doing an analysis of the voice.
It was Jason Whittaker, that much I remember. Which is funny, because I also remember questioning our trust in Whittaker.
But why would Whittaker attack us, Agent Farthing?
Farthing?
Sorry. He was my last partner.
The one killed in the Philippines.
Anyway, I trust Jason.
Agents can be turned, especially undercover agents. They get lost in the labyrinth.
Not Jason. He and I have been chasing Grote for too long.
Face up to it, Agent Billings. Jason Whittaker has deceived American intelligence, Interpol, and the lot of us. The sooner we capture him, the better.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
548.
I hope this isn't a trap.
Pardon me.
Oh, yes?
I'm Detective McIntosh with Scotland Yard.
Then you have the perfect accent for the job.
What can I do for you, Detective?
Is this your room?
Room 548. Is there a problem?
Only a spot of trouble with the guest in room 546. Have you seen him?
Sorry, we haven't been here all day.
With your permission, I'd like to check your room.
Oh, Dad, I have to use the bathroom. My stomach hurts.
Oh, I know, dear. My daughter's stomach is upset. We just saw the new Andrew Lloyd Webber musical.
Oh, I understand completely.
Come on in, but please hurry.
Yeah, I'll be in the bathroom.
Is everything in order?
Well, looks all right to me.
Nothing in the closet?
No, not a thing.
Is your daughter all right? It sounds like she's taking the bathroom apart.
Oh, she may be getting ready for a bath. You know how noisy the plumbing is in these old hotels.
Perhaps I should check the connecting door as well.
Was that someone in the hall?
Where?
I thought someone was outside the door.
The hall is clear.
Oh, my mistake.
Just so you know, I'll be in the room across the hall, keeping an eye on things. If your neighbor shows up, don't interact with him. Here's my card. Use the mobile number if you need anything.
Yeah, will do.
Thanks. Good night, then.
Good night.
The briefcase was in the vent, just like Jason said. If.
Oh, it's heavy. I wonder what he has in it.
Don't open it. Spies use booby traps, you know. Can we go?
Not yet.
Why not?
If Detective McIntosh is watching, he'll be suspicious if the two of us leave so soon. And we weren't carrying that briefcase on the way in.
Then what are we supposed to do? Shimmy down the drainpipe?
I think my days of shimmying down drainpipes are long gone.
I could cause a diversion in the hall so you can sneak past. If only there was a blowtorch in that case.
Wait. Jason said he keeps his top secret gear in this room, but he should have his regular suitcase in the next room.
What do you have in mind?
Is everything all right, sir?
Oh, yes it is, Detective McIntosh. Thank you.
Are you going out?
Yes. All this talk of the dangerous man next door makes me nervous. I'd like to put some valuables in the hotel safe.
Understandable. But you seem to have a lot of valuables.
Yeah. You'll watch my room, I hope. My daughter is sleeping.
Of course.
Carry on, officer. Well done.
We'll see you when you get back.
Don't wait up.
This is McIntosh. Who's on guard in the lobby?
Clark here.
There's a gentleman coming down with a suitcase. Let me know when he gets there.
Will do. Why?
He was in the room next to Whitaker's, and there's something suspicious. Now that I think about it, the room was virtually empty. But he just walked out with a suitcase. Where did it come from?
Do you want me to search him?
Yes. I think you'd better. Something isn't right.
There you go. Are you okay?
That's a new one for me. I've never been taken out of an hotel in a suitcase before.
Well, we're not out yet.
Stop the elevator on the second floor.
Not the lobby?
No, security might catch us there. We'll get off at the second floor and use the stairs to go down to the back.
Good idea. How does a girl your age know so much about these things?
Life in London.
Oh, here we are.
This way. How are you for running?
I jog every day. Why?
Hey! Stay right where you are!
Run!
Oh. Be sure to listen for our next adventure to find out what will happen to Jason in London. What do you think of the story so far? What do you think will happen next? Why don't you write and tell us all about it? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And be sure to visit us online at witsend.org to hear a preview of our next adventure. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Labyrinth was written by Nathan Hubler and Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Georgia Dolans, Phil Lawler, and Darren Richardson. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.